Welcome to A Reservoir of Ideas with Mark Cooper. This week, Lightnin' Hopkins to the rescue. I was introduced to REM my freshman year in college. They played at Page Auditorium on campus about a month into the school year, and the guy in the dorm room next to me spent the rest of the semester practicing the bass part for Radio Free Europe. He played it well, and I heard that song a lot that fall. I bought Murmur, loved it, and followed the band closely throughout their IRS period. Their fifth album, Document, was released in the fall of 1987, the start of my senior year. The third song on the Leaf side, or the ninth song if you had the CD, was Lightnin' Hopkins. Guitarist Peter Buck said in an interview that the song didn't have anything to do with the Texas bluesman of the same name who had died a couple of years earlier in 1982. One day, Buck had a Lightnin' Hopkins album in the studio. Lead singer Michael Stipe saw it and wanted to use that for the name of the song. The lyrics are mostly intelligible, but mostly don't make any sense. But that's par for the course. Don't worry about it. A similar album encounter happened a few years earlier when Stipe sang the notes on the back of a Revelairs album found at the studio to the backing track of Seven Chinese Brothers. The song ended up being released as The Voice of Harold. Fast forward to spring semester. Biochemistry was the last class I needed to finish all the requirements for a chemistry major. It was a graduate-level course taught out of Duke Hospital in an auditorium classroom suspended over one of the entrances. I felt pretty good going into the first exam. I had a well-oiled study routine. Keep up with the reading, highlight important stuff in the book, write important stuff on note cards, and quiz myself writing equations and mechanisms on the chalkboard in an empty classroom. All right, ready to start. I read the first question. Not exactly sure. Let's move on to the next one. Okay, let's see. Nope. How about number three? And so it went, question after question. We had 50 minutes for the test, and the TA announced halftime. I hadn't written anything other than my name on the cover page, and panic set in. It was the only time I ever blanked out on a test. Elementary school, middle school, high school, college, doctorate, that was the only one. I tried reading the next question, but by then my mind was firing randomly. I decided I couldn't answer it before I'd even finished reading it. My mom, a PhD chemist, described studying as suspending facts and details in solution in your brain, and when something goes wrong, all that information precipitates out into a pile of wet powder. Gotta get a grip. I put my pencil down, sat back in my chair, and bubbling up to the top of my consciousness was one of my favorite REM songs, Lightnin' Hopkins. I started listening to it in my head, and I have a very good mind's ear. It's driving, especially the drums at the beginning, and after the first verse is a short guitar interlude that's basically Buck banging out the same chord for eight measures over top of the relentless drums and bass. If you know the song, you know what I'm talking about. It was at that moment I felt myself calm down. It was surprising because the song is the opposite of calm. I went back to the first question and plowed through it. No moving on until that one was answered, then the second, then the third. I somehow managed to answer them all. I'd like to be able to say that I did well on the test, but that would not be accurate. I passed, not by much, but the result was a whole lot better than it was looking halfway through. I improved the rest of the semester and completed all the requirements for the chemistry major, graduated, moved on. I still love the song. I still recall that moment whenever I hear it, and I am grateful for it. This has been A Reservoir of Ideas with Mark Cooper. Thanks for listening.